People call me customer care. My name is Cindy. How can I help you?
Cindy, this is Londy Smith calling, and you have charged my account $5.74 for what this dude I just spoke with calls a cassette. I did not do that. Number one. Number two, you've charged me $67.32 for what he claims is a membership. I did not do that. I want my account credited, and you're not to take any more money out of me.
Okay, allow me to pull up the information. We can review the account together. One moment.
There's nothing to review.
Well, I have to review the account. So that is something to review. One moment. Be right with you. We do take fraud very serious. One moment. Okay, I do have the link pulled up, and I just need to enter your information. I'll be right with you. Okay, your first and last name again is?
What do you have down?
Verify your information, please. I need you to verify your first and last name and your address.
My address is 14 Elm Street.
First and last name.
My last name is Smith.
Your first name?
I don't trust you. I don't have to give you this information. If you want
you
me
can't,
to go to
you
my
can't
bank.
You can't provide me with part of the information. You have to verify the information. If you're stating fraud, unfortunately, there's a series of questions we have to ask. And again, we take fraud very serious. So if you don't mind,
that's
for security
what I hear
purposes.
From a lot of companies. However, I have been scammed 4 times this month already.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. If you could verify for me, please, your first name, I can proceed.
Wandy.
Okay, I do have the account pulled up. One moment. I have your email address as millershelp@gmail.com. Looks like the phone number you're calling in from matches also 585-469-2679, 14 Elm Street, Bloomfield, New York. I'm just waiting for the system to retrieve the remainder of the order. One moment.
I did not order anything other than a shipping and handling on a Dutch oven. And that was all I agreed to.
I'm still waiting for the system to retrieve your order. I'll be right with you.
And if it's something else, it's called bait and switch, and it is against the law.
I haven't been able to review the account because I'm still waiting for the system to retrieve the remainder of your order. One moment. Hopefully the system is not getting ready to go down because it's just loading and it hasn't allowed me to go to the next step to review the account. One moment. Okay, thank you for holding. So let's see. It looks like you ordered a cruset. Paid $5.74. And then, so it looks like you completed a survey, well, not a survey. It might have been a survey or entered in a sweepstakes. And you paid the $5.74. And then it also signed you up for the shopping discount membership. You would be sent a $125 gift voucher, and you're able to use it online for online shopping.
I did not sign up for that.
Okay, but you did pay the $5.74.
For a Dutch oven.
Correct. So
Okay.
that's where all of this stems from. Did you read over the disclosure of the terms and conditions?
There wasn't a disclosure.
Mm-hmm. Whenever you order anything online, there's always disclosure of terms.
I'm sorry, but I did not see it. It was not on my computer. And I don't want a membership.
Would you like your cancellation numbers? You'll have that for your records.
And you will return my money?
Well, the charge is valid. The system will allow a 35% credit.
Excuse me, the charge is not valid. I did not agree to a membership.
Maybe not knowingly, but when you accepted the $5.74 charge and enrolled you in that type program, the most I'm able to credit back to the account would be 50% for the misunderstanding of what you signed up for.
50%.
I could do that for you. One moment, please.
And I will be contacting the United States government. This is called bait and switch.
One moment.
Be here in one moment.
I'm submitting the information over to corporate. One moment.
And your name is?
My name is Cindy.
And the name of this company is?
One moment.
There should not have to be a moment.
I'm writing updates on the account, if you don't mind. Please hold. Thank you. Thanks for holding. We have to make the updates on the account based on the conversation that we had. You were transferred to the fraud department. It wasn't fraud. You misunderstood what you signed up for. Corporate is going to refund that charge in full, the $67.32. You do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing of that credit. And the name of the company? One moment. It's called Cruset. Cruset.
Cruset.
Creu, like umbrella, S-E-T.
Okay. Now, will the Dutch oven be coming in, or are you
going to
refund me too?
No, that was a sweepstakes. No, that was for a sweepstakes. You entered in a sweepstakes.
Okay, so that's going to be credited to?
No, the amount credited is $67.32. You entered in the sweepstakes for the Dutch oven. The $67.32 was for the discount membership that came along with the entry.
Okay, that wasn't clear on the site either.
I'm sorry you feel that way. That information was disclosed, but I did refund the $67.32 in full. Your bank takes 3 to 5 business days to process the credit.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer care.
Please be aware that I will be contacting the government because this is called.
We have you on a recorded line admitting to ordering the product. But thank you for calling customer care. You have a great day. Goodbye.
What a rip off.